Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, November 29th. It's currently 2 degrees, feels like minus 4 degrees. This episode of Dailyish brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting and the stuff we do at goodstuff.fm a little more directly if you're so inclined. And also brought to you by the season of eggnog, let's just say. It started. This is what happens when I record every day is some of them get a little punchier and or a little more rushed because it's now nearly the end of the day. And all of a sudden I realized I hadn't recorded an episode and enough of you had cashed in on the coupons to get an episode every day this week. So I got to follow through. All I'll say is there's two things media-wise anyways of importance this week so far. The week's not over yet, and I'm sure there's some stuff that I'm missing, and I'm sure there's stuff that's more important to you than it is to me, etc. Friday, December 1st, is the day U2's next album, new album, Songs of Experience, comes out. It's the part two, as it were, of Songs of Innocence that came out 3-odd years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it is. The one that was dropped into your iTunes folder without your permission and everybody complained about. So that one, but now part two. So we're going to be talking about that on the YouTube podcast tonight. If you're around in the area, the internet, 3.5 hours from now, I keep having to remind myself and reconfirm the time zones and all that kind of stuff. Goodstuff.fm/live is where we record that, or our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/goodstuff_fm. Trying to hit a 2017 follower goal of 50 followers on Twitch. So if you can be bothered to set up an account on Twitch and smash the follow button or like button for us, it'd be awesome because it'd help us get it to that 50 follower goal that we're at. So we're at 36 or so now. And the other thing that was of interest, which is, I'm just being a bit silly with two things. There's plenty of things, obviously, but the Avengers Infinity War trailer just was released for the movie that's coming out in May next year. And I love superhero movies. I'm unabashedly a fan of the genre. I give a pretty wide berth to the quality of the movie as long as it's a fun superhero movie. And so I know there's plenty of nerds out there, I'm sure, who you can listen to podcasts and things, read articles and all that stuff about how DC Comics this and who's the other one? That's how much I know. And all the integration of all the movies and all that kind of stuff. The Marvel, that's what I'm looking for. I just love them. I think it's just a fun, big summer blockbuster kind of movie series, and I'm so happy to be able to be in a time when it's not just Batman Forever that we have to put up with, and that we get, you know, weird sort of genre movies or slightly more experimental versions of superhero movies alongside big, huge ones like Avengers Infinity War, where all these like A-list actors come together and all the heroes and superheroes get to appear in one movie. And it's something that didn't really happen back in the day, back when I was a kid anyways, high school or whatever, where you wouldn't see the people. They'd refer to it maybe because they didn't have licensing and they didn't have the actor's rights and there was no desire by the actors to appear in yet another superhero movie, I guess. And maybe not enough money back then or whatever the reason was. Whereas now they are able to and they sign these big contracts for multiple movies and guest appearances and small bit parts in one movie to make sure the storyline moves forward and all that kind of stuff, which is just kind of fun. And that's why I take it, like I said, as a fun popcorn movie. And that said, I've only watched the trailer once, just minutes before I hit record. So I don't have any sort of huge insights or feedback other than to say it's just fun to get the little chills of seeing I won't spoil it for you if you haven't seen it yet, but seeing certain people in the trailer that haven't yet appeared in in one of the Avengers movies before yet and those kinds of things. Obviously, you know that's coming if you're at all interested in this kind of movie. And so what I'm looking forward to right now is we've held off on letting our kids watch any of the superhero movies, the big sort of big budget superhero movies up until now. And our oldest is definitely old enough to be able to handle it by now. And so now we're looking forward to going back and starting with, I think Iron Man was the first one, and rewatching, and definitely on the Marvel side for sure. And then we'll sort of pick other ones too, but rewatching, starting with Iron Man and going forward through all the movies with him. So it's something I'm looking forward to. I'm not sure exactly how we're going to do it because we don't own all those movies. I own some of them. It's a bit of a pain to, like, do you rent put another $5 to $6 or whatever it costs to rent each one into the coffers, or do you buy it and then have a digital version because it's a fun series and we might do it again when our youngest is older or whatever? Yeah, these are all really troubling questions that I don't have the answer to, that if I was loaded with wealth, I would just be. Last night I happened to notice at Best Buy that they have actually, in lieu of, I'm sure because of Thor coming out, they have all the series, all the movies in the series basically for sale, but they're all like $25 each, like Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3, et cetera, are $25. They get you the iTunes copy with that, the Blu-ray and the DVD and the iTunes copy. So that's good. You have it basically digitally and in an actual media. But still, that gets very expensive very quickly as well. So we'll see. I'll let you know what I do when the time comes. And if you have some advice for me, feel free to tweet at me, iChris on Twitter. There's our subreddit as well on Reddit. And if you're a Patreon supporter, the Stuffy Slack that you can be a part of. If you're not sure what that is, make sure you let me know, because you should have gotten an invite to that if you're a Patreon supporter, patreon.com/iChris. And we're moving that over to Discord. And so if you're already there, in the Stuffy Slack, you should have instructions. I posted something there a couple days ago. Feel free to hit myself or Kyle up if you have any questions about how that's all happening. And but yeah, patreon.com/iChris is where you can go to become a part of that and support what we're doing. All right, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. I have to say listening, not watching. And maybe I'll see you tonight at the YouTube podcast. And if not, see you in the next episode. Hope you have a great day. Bye.